In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord Jesus Christ, open thou the eyes of my heart, that I may hear thy word, and understand, and do thy will, for I am a sojourner upon the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me, but open mine eyes, that I may perceive the wonders of thy law. Speak unto me the hidden and secret things of thy wisdom. On thee do I set my hope, O my God, that thou shalt enlighten my mind and understanding with the light of thy knowledge, not only to cherish those things which are written, but to do them, that in reading the lives and sayings of the saints I may not sin, but that such may serve for my restoration, enlightenment, and sanctification, for the salvation of my soul and the inheritance of life everlasting. For thou art the enlightenment of those who lie in darkness, and from thee cometh every good deed and every gift. Amen. Today is Tuesday, August 27th, 2024. For our reading, or scripture reading today, we have 1 Corinthians, sections from 1 Corinthians and Matthew. Only two, again. Tomorrow we have a longer day. And for our Lives of the Saints readings, we have the Venerable Pimen the Great, Hero Martyr Kuksha, and Venerable Pimen of the Kiev Near Caves, Saint Hosius, the Confessor, Bishop of Cordoba, and Saint Liberius, Pope of Rome. All right, starting with 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 29 through 38. Otherwise, what will they do who are baptized for the dead, if the dead do not rise at all? Why then are they baptized for the dead? And why do we stand in jeopardy every hour? I affirm by the boasting in you which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. If, in the manner of men, I have fought with beasts at Ephesus, what advantage is it to me? If the dead do not rise, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin, for some do not have the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. But someone will say, how are the dead raised up, and with what body do they come? Foolish one, what you sow is not made alive unless it dies, and what you sow, you do not sow that body that shall be, but mere grain, perhaps wheat or some other grain. But God gives it a body as he pleases, and to each seed its own body. On to Matthew chapter 21, verses 23 through 27. Now when he came into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people confronted him as he was teaching and said, by what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority? But Jesus answered and said to them, I also will ask you one thing, which if you tell me, I likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John. Where was it from? From heaven or from men? And they reasoned among themselves, saying, if we say from heaven, he will say to us, why then did you not believe him? But if we say, from men, we fear the multitude, for all count John as a prophet. So they answered Jesus and said, we do not know. And he said to them, neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things. Very short scripture reading today. On to our first saint, Venerable Pimen the Great, or Pimen. Maybe it's Pimen. Saint Pimen the Great was born about the year 340 in Egypt. He went to one of the Egyptian monasteries with his two brothers, Anob and Pisces, and all three received a monastic tonsure. The brothers were such strict ascetics that when their mother came to the monastery to see her children, they did not come out to her from their cells. The mother stood there for a long time and wept. Then Saint Pimen said to her through the closed door of the cell, do you wish to see us now or in the future life? St. Pimen promised that if she would endure the sorrow of not seeing her children in this life, then surely she would see them in the next. The mother was humbled and returned home. Fame of St. Pimen's deeds and virtues spread throughout the land. Once the governor of the district wanted to see him. St. Pimen, shunning fame, thought to himself, "If dignitaries start coming to me and show me respect, then many other people will also start coming to me and disturb my quiet, and I shall be deprived of the grace of humility, which I have acquired only with the help of God." So he refused to see the governor, asking him not to come. For many of the monks, St. Pimen was a spiritual guide and instructor. They wrote down his answers to serve for the edification of others, besides themselves. A certain monk asked, "If I see my brother sinning, should I conceal his fault?" The elder answered, "If we reproach the sins of brothers, then God will reproach our sins. If you see a brother sinning, do not believe your eyes. Know that your own sin is like a beam of wood, but the sin of your brother is like a splinter. And then you will not enter into distress or temptation." Another monk said to the saint, "I have sinned grievously, and I want to spend 3 years at repentance. Is that enough time?" The elder replied, "That is a long time." The monk continued to ask how long the saint wished him to repent. "Perhaps only a year?" St. Pimen said, "That is a long time." The other brethren asked, "Should he repent for 40 days? The elder answered, "I think if a man repents from the depths of his heart and has a firm intention not to return to the sin, then God will accept 3 days of repentance." When asked how to get rid of persistent evil thoughts, the saint replied, "This is like a man who has a fire on his left side and a vessel full of water on his right side. If he starts burning from the fire, he takes water from the vessel and extinguishes the fire. The fire represents the evil thoughts placed in the heart of man by the enemy of our salvation, which can enkindle sinful desires within a man like a spark in a hut. The water is the force of prayer, which impels a man towards God." St. Pimen was strict in his fasting and sometimes would not partake of food for a week or more. He advised others to eat every day, but without eating their fill. Abba Pimen heard about a certain monk who went for a week without eating, but had lost his temper. The saint lamented that the monk was able to fast for an entire week, but was unable to abstain from anger for even a single day. To the question of whether it is better to speak or be silent, the elder said, "Whomever speaks on account of God does well, and whoever is silent on account of God, that one also does well." He also said, "If a man seems to be silent, but his heart condemns others, then he is always speaking. There may be a man who talks all day long, but he is actually silent, because he says nothing unprofitable." The saint said, "It is useful to observe 3 things, to fear God, to pray often, and to do good for one's neighbor. Wickedness never eradicates wickedness. If someone does evil to you, do good to them, and your goodness will conquer their wickedness." Once, after St. Pimen and his disciples arrived at the monastery of Skedis, he learned that the elder living there was annoyed at his arrival and was also jealous of him, because monks were leaving the elder to see Abba Pimen. In order to console the hermit, the saint went to him with his brethren, taking food with them as a present. The elder refused to receive them, however. Then St. Pimen said, "We shall not depart from here until we are permitted to see the holy elder." He remained standing at the door of the cell in the heat. Seeing St. Pimen's humility and patience, the elder received him graciously and said, "Not only is what I have heard about you true, but I see that your works are 100 times greater." He possessed such great humility that he often sighed and said, "I shall be cast down to that place where Satan was cast down." Once a monk from another country came to the saint to receive his guidance. He began to speak about sublime matters, difficult to grasp. The saint turned away from him and was silent. They explained to the bewildered monk that the saint did not like to speak of lofty matters. Then the monk began to ask him about the struggle with passions of the soul. The saint turned to him with a joyful face. "Now you have spoken well, and I will answer." For a long while he provided instruction on how one ought to struggle with the passions and conquer them. Saint Pimen died at age 110, about the year 450. Soon after his death, he was acknowledged as a saint pleasing to God. He was called the Great as a sign of his great humility, uprightness, ascetic struggles, and self-denying service to God. Hero Martyr Kuksha and Venerable Pimen of the Kiev Near Caves. The Hero Martyr Kuksha and Saint Pimen the Faster died after the year 1114. Saint Simon, Bishop of Vladimir and Suzdal, May 10th, in a letter to Saint Polycarp, Archimandrite of the Caves, July 24th, wrote to Saint Kuksha, "How can I worthily proclaim the glory of those saintly men dwelling in the holy monastery of the caves, in which pagans were baptized and became monks, and Jews accepted the holy faith? But I cannot keep silent about the holy hero martyr and black-robed Kuksha of this monastery. Everyone knows that he cast out devils, baptized the Yatchichi, caused it to rain, dried up a lake, performed many other miracles, and after many torments was killed together with his disciple, Nikon." The death of the hero martyr Kuksha was revealed to Saint Pimen the Faster. Standing in the church of the Monastery of the Caves, he loudly exclaimed, "Our brother Kuksha was killed today for the gospel." After saying this, he also surrendered his soul to God. The Vyatichi, among whom the hero martyr Kuksha preached and died, were pagans living along the river Oka, and they occupied the area of the Orlov and Kaluga districts. Saint Nestor, the chronicler, October 27th, writing about the Vyatichi, was shocked by their brutal customs, and he added that they live only for the present day, remaining unacquainted with the law of God, and making their own law instead. The hero martyr Kuksha preached to the Vyatichi during the era of Saint Theoctistus, Bishop of Chernigov, August 5th. He was buried, as was Saint Pimen the Faster, in the Near Caves. The monks of the Near Caves are commemorated on September 28th. On to Saint Hosias. I think that's how you say it. Hosias. The Confessor, Bishop of Cordoba. Saint Hosias, the Confessor, was bishop for more than 60 years in the city of Cordoba, Spain, during the 4th century. The Holy Emperor, Saint Constantine the Great, 306 to 337, deeply revered him and made him a privy counselor. The saint advised Saint Constantine to convene the first ecumenical council at Nicaea in 325. And he was the first to sign the acts of this council. After the death of Saint Constantine the Great, Saint Hosias defended Saint Athanasius of Alexandria, May 2nd, against the Emperor Constantius, 337 to 361, an advocate of the Arian heresy. Because of this, they sent him to prison in Smyrnium. Saint Hosias died in the year 359 after his return to Cordoba. So he didn't die there. It was after his return. And that's it for him. And our final saint, Saint Liberius, Pope of Rome. Saint Liberius, the Confessor, Bishop of Rome, became Bishop of Rome in the year 352. After the death of Pope Julius, Saint Liberius was a fervent proponent of orthodoxy against the Arian heresy and a defender of Saint Athanasius of Alexandria. the emperor, Constantius, was inclined to side with the Arians, but was not able to compel St. Liberius to condemn St. Athanasius. For such intransigence, that's a new word for me, the trait of being intransigent, stubbornly refusing to compromise. Okay. For such intransigence, he was sent off to prison in Beroia, Thrace, but was soon returned to his see on the insistent petitions of the Roman people. Before his return, they summoned St. Liberius to the Semi-Arian Council of Smyrmium, where they forced him to sign the acts of the council. St. Liberius deeply repented of this later, and labored much at Rome on behalf of orthodoxy. He died peacefully in the year 366. Interesting. Yeah, back in the day, the heresies were... That's... What a history. Well, thank you for tuning in, and we'll wrap it up here. All glory to God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and forever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.